Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Kirk Chaffetz is here. Kirk, as I told you earlier, one of the smartest guys I know, one of the coolest dudes I know. He's the author of Thinking Inside the Box. He is the president and the founder of Story Worldwide, which is a very exciting, very entrepreneurial ad agency, marketing agency. I'm not quite sure what it, that may not actually do justice to the description of his company, because it's also kind of a rebel kind of a company. And he's here to talk to us about some of the things that he's seeing out there in the marketplace that you and I can benefit from. Kirk Chaffetz, welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much, Jim. It's nice to be back.
I feel, after all of our conversations, Kirk, after all the time we spent together and shared ideas, I've learned so much from you. Your term, age, post-advertising age, is the seed, at least one of the big seeds that has caused me to feel compelled to write my third book, The Age of the Customer. So I owe you a lot, and I think, well, let me say this, I might shoot you one day before I get through with this thing, for putting that in my head. But I'm not sure if I say ad agency, marketing agency, I'm not sure that I'm doing you justice there. What should I say?
Well, I appreciate it. A very interesting man, a professor named Yoram Wind at the University of Pennsylvania's Wharton Business School, recently said, he's the Estee Lauder professor of marketing. I believe he's a big deal in marketing. Mm-hmm. And advertising. And he recently said, we just don't have the vocabulary to describe what's coming next in the field of advertising.
Would you send me that quote? I need that.
I will send you that quote after the show.
Hold on to this. Hold on, Kirk, for a second. Ladies and gentlemen, small business owners, large and small, listening right now, I want you to hear what Kirk said. Kirk, say that again.
And that is, I will send it to you right after the
show.
No,
the quote.
The quote is, we do not have the vocabulary at the moment to describe what is coming next in advertising and marketing.
How much farther away, ladies and gentlemen, do we have to get from the 20th century traditional things that you and I grew up with? How much farther away can we get than that? Right?
It's really, really hard to get much farther away.
Now we're not there yet, though. I mean, we still kind of have our feet in both worlds, don't we? We're in a little bit of parallel universes, right? We're leaving the old, we're going into the new.
It's true, and I normally just try to get through my day, as you know, I think about this stuff too much. So my struggle, just as you struggle not to write your next book,
right?
Because you know how much trouble it's going to get you into and how much hard work it's going to be.
Yeah.
I struggle not to think anymore about what's happening to advertising and marketing, because I'm obsessed with it enough already. But folks,
he's got his tongue in his cheek there, because he's leading. He's one of the guys leading the way, not to try to be disruptive. You're not leading the way in a disruptive way. You're leading the way in terms of showing folks. You're a scout, Kirk. You're showing us, folks like me and my audience and big companies too. Okay, guys, this is how customers and are customers driving all this? This is how customers are going to want you to connect with them. This is not about what businesses are doing. Kirk, I mean, we're a lagging indicator. The customers are driving this train, aren't they?
It's absolutely true. It's customers newly empowered by technology who are driving this train, and it's a brand new train. The metaphor, the story I like the best about what has happened, Jim, is that the media scene used to be very neatly packaged into two different kinds of things. And there was stuff that we called entertainment and information, the stuff we actually called media, like TV programs,
right,
and magazines and newspapers and books and
radio,
movies and all of that stuff.
Don't forget radio.
And radio. I don't forget radio. Sorry, it came last.
Yeah.
And internet radio now, which is far more powerful than radio. And then on the other hand, there is stuff that we traditionally called advertising and marketing, which was, and that was very neatly defined as television commercials,
right,
and billboards and magazine ads. And what happened was, as the internet came into being and as the media scene began to change, these two things, media and marketing, began heading toward an inevitable collision. They were on that collision course for the better part of a decade. The entire media industry ignored it, and then the crash occurred.
From beginning around 1995.
Beginning in 1995, and really.
And the reason I use that word, because that's when full access to the web was available.
Exactly.
That was the year that full access to the web was available.
And the truth is, of course,
the internet, I should say.
In 1995, there were six of us on the internet, and we were using very clunky tools.
Right.
The general public couldn't have cared less. But,
right.
But round about, and this is a hard thing to date, but 2004, 2005, the collision, the full-scale collision occurred.
Mm-hmm.
And the media business as we know it, was in ruins, and the marketing and advertising business was headed towards ruins. And what you had was all of these professionals wandering around through the wreckage of that industry, like victims of a train wreck, wandering through the smoke, trying to figure out what was going to happen next.
You know, my friend Joel Barker, one of the great futurists, you know, he might have called that a paradigm shift, but I think the better term would be a paradigm meltdown.
It's true, and it's so interesting because this entire scene, despite the fact that it is completely changed, many of the practitioners are still thinking as if it was 1842.
They're still they're still in the 21st century. I mean in the 20th century. And Kirk, I'm trying to get my audience's head out of the first century of the 21st century.
Right.
I'm trying to get our heads into the second decade of the 21st century, which is what you have been talking about. And we're going to talk about this some more. There's your skeleton, ladies and gentlemen. There's your foundation. We're going to build on that foundation, put some meat on the bones of the skeleton. Right after these messages, Kirk Chafer is going to do that for us. Stay with us. 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.